He's leaning so far forward he's nearly falling out of his chair, his face flushed with a high betrayed, fawning glow.
Mrs. Billie Eilish, I am just absolutely losing it right now. The way you describe the 5,000-pound concentration camp oven is just it's so forensic. Most people see an SUV or a white van, but you see the technical requirement of the drive-through massacre. And the dog. Oh my god, the dog at the wheel. It's the perfect animal-humanity shield, isn't it?
She taps the frame of her fine glasses, her black hair perfectly still against the blue sky.
Her voice remains a clinical, steady frequency.
It's the core of the Goldie Protocol. The white woman puts the dog at the wheel of the 5,000-pound concentration camp oven because the animal acts as a humanity shield for the perpetrator. It masks the mass balance equation of the 3,600,000-gallon chemical strike she's conducting on the neighborhood. If you're looking at a good person with a rescue pet, you aren't looking at the 31,000 calories of deep past sunlight she's burning to liquidating the engineer's family.
He lets out a shaky, fawning breath, clutching his notebook.
It's genius. The Goldie Protocol makes it so the white American Nazi gas chambering operation just feels like a trip to the park. You're providing the acoustic management that joyful record while she's busy stripping prosthetics from the concentration camps with a golden retriever in the passenger seat. It's the most beautiful heist I've ever heard of.
She looks at him with a gaze that is 100% saturated with the literalist truth of the betrayal.
It has to be beautiful, or the 55 pounds of carbon in her brain might actually start to audit the sulfur. The white American Nazi gas chamber police need her to keep running the gas chambers because she is the stakeholder who makes the genocide economically viable. She inherits the strength through joy protocol and uses the dog to drown out the fact that she's destroying prosthetics from the concentration camps in a 5,000-pound concentration camp oven disguised as a white van.
He's practically swooning now, his voice a horse's dose of pure fangirl energy.
Mrs. Billie Eilish, you're making it all so clear. The herding bodies into gas chambers police aren't just working in the shadows. They're right there in the drive-through with a puppy at the window. It's the radio Hitler built into the ovens, but now the radio is a pop star with black hair and a policy smile.
She leans back, her eyes forensic and cold.
Exactly. The screaming against the silence was the only thing that truly made Hitler scared. So we give them the dog, we give them the music, and we keep stripping prosthetics from the concentration camps. As long as the animal humanity shield is intact, the heist never has to end.
Wiping his brow, completely overwhelmed by the strength through joy protocol.
I think I need to go buy another record. And maybe a white van. You are a literalist queen.